Hello, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. Today we are here to talk about Sleepy Hollow, and it's The Weeping Lady. Is that the name of it? Yes, The Weeping Lady,
yeah.
The episode. I'm Amy, and on the phone with me I have Ella. Today we do not have Mike with us. He is back on baby duty. I just think he wanted us to do it by ourselves today. That's what I really think. But, so we're here to talk about last night's Sleepy Hollow episode, The Weeping Lady. And before we went live, Ella and I were talking about how we really don't want Sleepy Hollow turning into Supernatural, Monster of the Week, or Demon of the Week, or Urban Legend of the Week. And that's what it's starting to feel like to me. And I know,
awesome.
Yeah, it's starting to feel that way to Ella. But I do like the aspect of them doing, like, taking history and putting a twist to it. So I really wish they would go back to that instead of, you know, the urban legend of the week. So maybe the, because we were talking about the preview, the Skinwalker, and we've seen that in a couple of Supernatural episodes. So we were hoping that maybe next week's episode was going to be, you know, a little bit of history and, like, Ben Franklin's brother or something is the Skinwalker.
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. But let's get into this episode. Ella, what did you think about this episode?
It's kind of slow to me. I liked it, but it was kind of slow. It showed that, you know, Ichabod might not be able to trust his wife as much as he thinks he can.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's kind of keeping things from him. And I know she said that it was because he's a witness, but I think part of it, too, was because, you know, she didn't want him to go off and leave and not come back to her.
Exactly, because Mary, we see in this episode that Ichabod was betrothed, I can't say that word, to Mary, and Mary is a jealous, crazy woman, and she is the weeping lady in this episode. But one thing I really liked about this episode is we got to see, you know, a side of Crane that we knew that was there, but we haven't seen it yet. And he is a ladies' man. He is definitely a ladies' man. And he is a gentleman, too. Like, when the episode opened with the reenactment lady that he met, the redhead, and she was basically throwing herself on Crane.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really cute. But, you know, he, you know, tells her I'm married, and she thinks it's Abby. And instead of, you know, texting her like every male does now, instead of pick up a phone or show up at the front door, he goes to the front door and he apologizes for, you know, embarrassing her and stuff like that. So I thought that was really sweet. But then, you know, she dies.
Yes.
She dies. And that would be a crazy way to die.
I don't know. I just, like, love his expressions. Like, when she was giving him his clothes, it was like, okay, that's how he's getting his clothes. She's making
I don't know what he's going to do now.
Yeah. He has to find another tailor. But, yeah, I just loved his expression to her kindness and everything. It was cute, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he realized what was happening and trying to step around it, and then when Abby came in and she thought that he was his wife, and he was like, no, we're partners, but not that kind of partners. It was like, it's so cute.
It was. So let's talk about Katrina. Mike is in love with Katrina, but Katrina is an evil bitch.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she kills Ichabod. Don't tell me there was a root there. There wasn't a root there before. I think Katrina made that root happen. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the reason why she didn't tell him also, was because she was afraid that he would condemn her or something and wouldn't be with her.
I agree with you. So Katrina kills Mary and then writes a letter to Ichabod saying that, you know, Mary, well, in Mary's words, I'm going back to London, blah, 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 blah. Well, she doesn't. We find out at the very end that she dies, but, you know, throughout the years, the Weeping Lady was, you know, just a legend. You know, people would hear her or something like that, but she wasn't killing anyone. And so Henry,
kind of a benevolent spirit.
Yeah, and then Henry brings her to life, and she's scary. Like, she is scary badass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like the way they did that with the black pool, and then how they made that for the drowning water, like the portal.
Yeah,
kind of neat.
In the library, Abby almost drowns in the library. Now, if you were in that library and you've seen this woman soaking wet, laying on the ground, somebody giving her CPR, what would you think?
Yeah, I was like, why are the paramedics questioning why she's wet? You know, they're checking her out and everything. And we're like, how'd you get wet? What happened?
I mean, like, the sprinklers?
Yeah, not only that, to have Ichabod crouching down, yelling at the ground, you know, poor Abby.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, what's going on?
But that's,
It didn't look like they had that many people in the library, so.
No, I mean, when they first went in,
it closed off.
Yeah, when they first went in, it did, but then when Abby was drowning, it looked like it was only Ichabod and Abby, and then out of the blue comes, what's his name?
Tom Lee, I think.
The guy you like. Polly?
Polly, Tom Lee, something. I think Tom Lee was, it sounds like Tom Lee is his last name.
Yeah, I think they called him.
Know. Polly, yeah.
Polly, okay, there we go. See, Mike knows all the names. I don't pay attention to people's names. But he shows up to help, which he basically, you know, saved Abby's life. Yes, Ichabod pulled her out, but she was dying, and he had to give her CPR. And I like that he has given them, you know, he's like, okay, if you need help, I'll help you. And it's not going to cost him anything. He's going to do it for free. Now, do you think that he's doing this out of the kindness of his heart, or does he have a plan?
I'm still not quite sure, because it's like how towards the end, when him and Jeannie kind of were trying, Jeannie was trying to hook up with him a little bit, and he was like, well, don't get personal with all the monsters and stuff. So I'm wondering if Jeannie brought him into this to kind of help out.
Do you think Jeannie brought him in?
Yeah. But I'm still kind of iffy about him. I'm not sure exactly what his deal is.
Mm-hmm.
If he's
I'm
just
not...
there, like a, you know, he, this pirate type guy, you know, where he just kind of getting merchandise for people and everything, whatever they need,
yeah,
for money, and or if he's like working for Henry or somebody else.
Yeah, well, we do see that he was working for Henry with the Piper's pipe.
Yeah, but so, I don't think he knew exactly it was Henry. I think it was like a third party. Henry was like a third party person, basically.
Yeah.
So I really didn't think he knew it was Henry that he was working for. It's just somebody to get money.
So let's talk about Henry in this episode. Do you think that he's just a broken child and he wants to get back at mommy and daddy?
Yeah, when I was watching this, like, he needs a spanking, basically. I'm like, he's controlling it. Yeah, I don't know if it's his broken child or just the fact that he is vengeful towards his parents because of what happened.
Yeah, we did see, you know, the Headless Horseman tell him, you know, I want you to check on her powers. Well, Henry takes it in his own hands to summon the Weeping Lady, and because it was one of Katrina's sins. And then we see at the end that Moloch basically rips him a new asshole.
Yeah, because she's supposed to be a vessel, and he doesn't want her harmed.
Yeah. And then he does. He looks like he's broken at the very end. He looks like he is broken just sitting there crying.
Yeah.
But I did. I really liked this episode. It was, I'm not sure I would give it a 10. Maybe an 8. Because it hasn't really, it hasn't gone. I want the storyline to go forward. And this episode, it brought a little bit of stuff forward, but it didn't bring anything that I really wanted to see forward. Like, Irving, I want to see Captain Irving. You know, he's sold his soul. He signed away his soul, and I want to see where that's going. So what would you give this episode, Scuttle 1 to 10?
I'd give it an 8, too.
Give it an 8, too?
Yeah, I really liked it. But one of the things is, like I said, I want to see more of, to learn more about what their roles as witnesses are and everything else, you know, just season one storyline.
Yeah.
Season two, it seems like they kind of got off the storyline a little bit.
Yeah.
Season one.
Mm-hmm. And, I agree with you on that.
But I like the episode. I like the special effects and everything, so.
Yeah, they had really good special effects. Well, Ella, I think we're done. Is there anything that you think we need to talk about?
No, I can't think of anything.
Well, let's do this. What's your favorite scene? What was your favorite scene of this episode?
I think my favorite scene would be have to be the in the library for. He was saving Jeannie. And like I said, the whole portal thing.
Yeah.
I like that. Like the effects of how it was like she was underneath there and then she showed her where she was almost popping into the river. But then when he reached down and grabbed her, he was pulling her to the library, back to the library.
Yeah, I like that too. I think one of my favorite scenes, it's got nothing to do with Abby and Ichabod or the Weeping Lady. It was with Jenny and Holly.
Oh, yeah.
Where Jenny's like throwing herself and then it's like, oh, never mind, and just walks away with his coffee. So I am interested to see where that's going.
Oh, yeah, and I'm wondering kind of if he's kind of like crushing on Abby, and then that's why he kind of blew off Jeannie, too.
I thought that, too. Or maybe he's crushing on Ichabod. Never know. Well, thank you guys for joining us this week. I will not be here next week, so it will just be Mike and Ella. And then I will be back after Icon because I'm going to be leaving this weekend. And so I'll be back in November to do the recap. But, guys, enjoy your week. And the Mike and Ella will be back next week. You can follow the VRO on Twitter. It's the VRO. You can follow us on Instagram, Variety Radio Online, on YouTube, Variety Radio Online, on Facebook, Variety Radio Online, on Tumblr, Variety Radio Online. Our website is www.thevro.com. All of our recap shows are there, our season one recap shows, The Sleepy Hollow, and then you can check out the list at the very top that shows you our on-air schedule, what we're blogging about, what we're talking about on air, And then our shows that are on hiatus are there too. If you have any shows that you would like us to add to our recap list, Twitter them to us. Let us know. We're hiring bloggers and on-air hosts every week. So if you would like to join the Variety Radio On team, go ahead and you can email us on our contact page on our website. So just go over to thevro.com and click on contact and shoot us an email and let us know if you would like to join. But like we said, have a wonderful week and we'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.